Hello and welcome to the Product Biz Podcast. This is episode 24, Quick Tip Wednesday, how to get more reviews on Etsy. So one thing I'm going to start adding in every so often within our episodes is this Quick Tip Wednesday segment. So I got so much awesome feedback from the few episodes in the past that were super quick and to the point and action oriented. So I want to make sure that I'm bringing this value to you with quick tips that you can take and turn around and actually implement with your business and start to see results. So every so often we'll be doing this Quick Tip Wednesday, and I'm super excited to be talking about Etsy reviews, the importance of reviews, and how to get more reviews in general, which will help you to build your business and get more customers and get more sales. So let's dive right in to this Quick Tip Wednesday. First, let's talk about the importance of reviews and why does this really matter? And I think this is such an important part of running a business that a lot of people don't place enough emphasis on, but reviews can really impact how many sales you get, because what reviews are at the end of the day is a way to build trust with your customers. If you don't have any reviews, then what's potentially happening is people are seeing your listing and seeing your product and coming across it, but they don't have that social proof. They don't have that review and trust from other customers that their experience is actually going to be what they hope it to be. So let's talk about this in another example to see how important this is. Think about if you're on Expedia.com or Airbnb.com and you're about to book a property for a vacation. And you come across this listing that has beautiful photos, a great description, the price is right, everything looks perfect, but they don't have any reviews at all. And I want you to stop and think, what is the actual first thought that pops into your head if you imagine yourself at the computer about to book this hotel, but you scroll down and there's no reviews at all? I know for me personally, in that situation, the first thought that I think of is, do I really trust this? Like, is this a risk for me to book this? What if I show up and the hotel's not even there? What if I show up and the room looks so much different? What if I show up and there's actually no parking, even though there looks like there's parking? Like, there's so many potential what if situations that can come to mind when you don't have the reassurance from reviews and other real life customer experiences. So for me in this situation, when I'm booking a hotel, what I would actually do is I would go back to the search results page and find a different property that still looked right, felt right, had the right information, had the right price, but actually had reviews. So this shows how impactful reviews really are for the customer buying decision. We live in such a world where we want to understand what other people experienced and have that really confirm our expectations and build trust before we make that final purchase button click. So that's one reason why reviews are important. You're really building that trust with your customers in another avenue. So we talk about trust a lot. You can build trust through your photos. You can build trust by having the right information in your description, but you have to have trust on all three levels: the photos, the description, and the reviews. Because your photo can show what the product looks like and your description can explain what the product looks like, but your review has to actually show the true customer experience to be that cherry on top where it's a no-brainer that they're going to buy this product and love this product and there's no concerns, there's no what-ifs, there's no secondary reason why they would hesitate because all the information that they need and all the trust that they need is right there. So people look to reviews to confirm, you know, how is the shipping experience? Is it actually going to ship on time? Is it going to arrive in one piece? If there's a shipping issue, how is it handled? If there's a issue with the actual product, how is it handled? Does it actually give the results that it says it does in the listing? How's the actual experience of using it? Do people actually like receiving this as a gift? All of these questions are answered in your reviews without the people who are leaving the review even knowing it, right? But they're allowing to share their customer experience so that another customer who may be wondering like, yes, this looks like a perfect gift. The description sounds so right with what I want to give to my friend. The photo looks beautiful. And then they say a review that says, got this item for my friend. She absolutely loved it. now that person is just going to be like, okay, awesome. I know this is going to meet the expectations that I have. Add to cart, purchase right away. So if you are seeing a lot of views and a lot of favorites on Etsy, but you're not actually getting the transactions that correlate with that, then it can be that you're missing trust in either like the description, the photo, or in the review. And one rule of thumb that I like to share is based on how many orders you have, you should have about 20 to 25% of reviews. So if you have 100 orders, then 20 to 25% of that is 20 to 25 reviews. That should be your benchmark of how many reviews you have on Etsy. If you have at least that, then you're good. It should be super easy to get that amount. It should be super easy to get so much more than that amount too, but that's a good baseline of where you should be. The other side of why this matters, why are reviews so important? Not only are you giving trust to the customer, but now you're giving trust to Etsy. And this is going to help you show higher and higher and higher in the algorithm. So a lot of people struggle with not being seen on Etsy, and you have to think about Etsy as a business. Their goal at the end of the day, with any business, we have all sorts of dreams and goals, but the end of the day, the point of a business is to make money, right? And we're making money either to support our own lifestyle, we're making money to support causes that we agree with and are passionate about, right? But the end of the day, a point of a business is to make money. So when you think about Etsy, when they see a product that has multiple 5-star reviews, they know that the customer is having an awesome experience and the customer is going to remember, oh yeah, I bought this awesome item on Etsy. And they're going to come back and buy from Etsy over and over and over and over again. Etsy also knows if a customer has a bad experience and leaves a 1-star review, then that customer is probably going to have a negative view actually of Etsy. Like, oh yeah, I bought this item on Etsy and it showed up and it was just completely different than what the photo looked like. And it's just, I feel like I can't find anything of good quality on Etsy. That could be someone's train of thought if they have one bad experience purchasing from a small business on Etsy. So it's interesting because Etsy gets the recognition as either providing awesome products or providing a product that led to a 1-star experience. So if Etsy knows this, and if Etsy wants customers to keep coming back, then Etsy knows to promote and put higher on the search results the listings that are getting a lot of 5-star reviews. So you can totally boost the algorithm by getting an influx of reviews to show Etsy that you have an awesome product and that they will make money because customers will love it and come back to buy more. So now you're giving trust to Etsy that you are also a credible business with an awesome product that customers will love. So reviews have two main benefits. You're giving trust to the customer to squash any doubts, and now they're ready to buy. And you're giving trust to Etsy that you have a great product and you should be shown higher on the search results because you are giving a great experience to customers and you are making money for Etsy as well. So once you know the importance of reviews, now it's super important to actually get those reviews, right? And this is such a simple concept that I just want to break down for you so you can easily implement it this week, this weekend, whenever you have 20, 30 minutes. So what I do on a monthly basis is I have a templated message. I log into Etsy and I reach out to all the customers via Etsy messages who've purchased from me in the last month. In this message, what it says, and I don't have it in front of me, so this is kind of verbatim. Basically, it says, thank you so much for supporting a small business. I hope you know how much it means to me that you are supporting a small business that makes handmade skincare that's good for you and good for the environment. Then what I say is, I would love to ask you to leave a 5-star review on Etsy based on your experience. And if you are able to do so, I will give you a 20% off promo code for your next order. Then what I end with is, if there were any issues with the order, please let me know directly so I can handle it and take care of anything that may have happened. So basically what I'm doing here is I am thanking them for being a customer. I'm asking them specifically to leave a 5-star review. I'm not asking, hey, can you leave a review? I'm saying, hey, can you leave a 5-star review? Being super specific. I'm giving them an incentive by saying, in exchange, I will give you a 20% off code off your next order. And then I'm letting them know, if there were any issues, let me know. Because I want to make sure I'm providing great customer service. So if someone used the product and they didn't love it, I want them to tell me directly so I can handle it and fix the situation and rectify the situation without them feeling like they need to go and vent on a review. That's me just being proactive and saying, hey, I will fix the situation. If there was a problem, just let me know. So this type of outreach is that extra nudge just to get customers to leave a review. A lot of customers will love your product, but they will forget to leave a review, or maybe they're just not like big review people. I mean, I'm sure we can all relate that we've bought something on Amazon that we really loved and like going to leave a review wasn't the first thing that we did. I don't think I've ever left a review on Amazon, even though there were products that I really enjoyed. On the flip side though, if you actually get a message from someone, and it's totally different too on Etsy because you're a handmade small business owner, so that message means so much more versus getting like a message on Amazon asking for a review, right? Doesn't necessarily work on that platform as how it does on Etsy. But if a customer gets a message from a shop owner who made a handmade item, who's asking for a review, that customer may be like, oh my gosh, yes, of course, I love this product. I totally forgot. I didn't even think to leave a review. I loved it so much. They're asking me for a review. I am going to 100% log on and leave that review. So you're nudging them, but you're also giving them that incentive. So a reason why. And that incentive is also beneficial for you. Because now not only are you getting the review, but you're also giving them a promo code where they can come back and buy from you again. So now you're creating a repeat customer. So this is how you start to see this one topic of reviews actually has such a web of impact across the board. Not only are you impacting customers by giving them trust, you're impacting the algorithm by giving Etsy trust. You are incentivizing your customer to leave a review and you're giving them a promo code to come back and buy again. So this one small act of reaching out for reviews impacts you on so many different levels. And you really can boost the algorithm by just getting an influx of reviews. So if you haven't reached out for reviews on your own, what I would recommend to do, anyone who's purchased from you in the last 100 days can leave a review. As soon as it's been 101 days, Etsy doesn't allow the customer to leave a review because they probably think like that review is outdated, right? It's been 101 days. It's been almost 4 months. It's been some time. So the review is no longer accepted by Etsy. But if you've never done outreach for reviews, I recommend for you to go back to all customers in the last 100 days and send them that type of message and just start to see what comes in. And then either on a bi-weekly basis or a monthly basis, put it on your calendar for you to do this type of outreach. And how quickly you do this outreach, if it's bi-weekly or monthly, really depends on the type of product that you have. So if you sell items like a bath bomb where it's literally people try it and their experience has been completed, then you could reach out to customers on a bi-weekly basis, so anyone who's purchased in the last 2 weeks, and really pull up those reviews and increase your potency on the algorithm and increase your potency with customers viewing your listings. For me, since it's skincare and people usually need to try it for a while to like see the results with my serums or my face masks, I opt to do this once a month because I feel like people need to experience it a little bit longer. And I've actually had feedback when I was doing this sooner. People were like, oh yeah, I will in a little bit. I still need to try it out for a little longer. So think about the experience of your product. Is it a candle where people light it right away? Is it a bath bomb where they use it right away? Is it a greeting card where they see it and love it and like their experience has been completed, right? They send it to a friend. Think about how quick your life cycle is for your product, and that will determine how often you do this outreach. That's really as simple as it gets. For me on Plant-Based Beauty, with over 5,000 orders on Etsy, and I think I have like 1,300 reviews, that's been 100% one of the main reasons I've been able to get higher on the search results page to get more sales, and also just build that trust with customers to get more sales too. So if you're struggling with getting seen, if you're struggling with converting views and favorites to purchases, this is one of the answers of what you can do to really increase your exposure and get more sales. So with that, I want to say thank you so much for joining me on Quick Tip Wednesday. I hope this was impactful for you and you're going to actually go and do this and start to see the reviews come in. Not only is it great for your listings and for your sales, but now you can share these reviews on social media. Now you're building more confidence in yourself by getting these awesome reviews. So this is something that is just such a great exercise to do. Our next Quick Tip Wednesday will be in a couple weeks, and I'll be talking about what to do if you get a 1-star review or a 4-star review with no text in it, because that happens frequently on Etsy too. So we'll be diving into that on our next Quick Tip Wednesday. But for now, thank you so much. I would, of course, absolutely love it on the topic of reviews if you were able to leave a 5-star review for the Product Biz Podcast. We all know the importance of reviews, so this helps me get in front of more small business owners, help more people, and I appreciate your support and helping me get the word out by leaving a 5-star review. Thank you so much for your time, and I will talk to you next week.